trembling.
Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of the Lord. Amen. So faith will come to us. We can get faith anytime we want it. If we would just submit ourselves to God and say, now, Lord, speak your word to my heart. I'm fixing to read some scriptures, and God knows how to quicken the scripture when you need it. I was just doing a daily devotional. You know, we had those Bible reading plans that I gave out to everybody in January. And so I was just reading my daily Bible reading, and I was reading through this chapter. And then I got about halfway through that chapter, and then I heard this in my heart. Not an audible voice. When I talk about God speaking to him, not audibly, even though he can speak that way. But most of the time, he's going to speak to you in that still, small voice. Amen. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. So if you belong to him, you know it.
Yes.
Amen. But he's always going to speak with you in line with the word, yeah. Never contrary to it. Yeah. And that's a biggie. You got to know that, because there are people all over the world say, well, I heard the voice of God, and God told me to kill so-and-so. And when you know that wasn't God, God told me to rob that bank. He's going to bless me financially. Well, you know that ain't God. God told me to get involved with this person. Now, I know this ain't my wife. You know, I'm married, it feel good, and the Lord say it's okay for me to mess around with this married woman. Well, you know that ain't God.
Amen.
Well, I heard that. The Lord said it was okay. Well, you know, I'm dating somebody that ain't saved, but the Lord told me it was all right, that they're a good person. So the Lord told me that it's all right. Well, you know that ain't the Lord. Right? How do we know when it's him and when it's not? We had to go back to his word. And I was reading that day, and I got down about halfway through that chapter, and I heard this in my heart. He said, that's what I did for you. I said, what'd you do for me? He said, go back and read it again. And I started reading that chapter, and I got to a place where God had dealt with a widow woman in the Bible, and he had restored some blessing to her from 7 years. Because of a famine, she had to move. She came back, and she went to the king and asked for her property back, and the king restored it all. And then he said, not only give her her property back, but give her the fruit from that land for the 7 years that she was gone. In other words, he restored everything, and then he applied that to my life. How that I had left a job, was gone 3 years. When I went back, they gave me everything that I had, and then they paid me and gave me the raises for the 3 years I was gone. He said, I did that for you. And when I saw it, it just went off in me, and you know what I did? I fell down in the floor, crying and praising God. I get ugly when I cry, don't I? I got ugly for Jesus. I said, Cece, Cece. She said, what? She said, I said, Jesus did it for for me. I was on the floor, wasn't it? I was crying like a baby. Why? Because something just, I mean, he said, I wasn't even thinking about it. He said, that's what I did for you. I restored you. And I gave you the harvest for the 3 years you was gone. And I didn't even ask for it. They gave me my job back and say, now this is what you was making when you was when you left. You've been gone 3 years. I say, well, they finna take some money away. They say, well, we figured out what your raises would have been for the 3 years you was gone, and we added to that what you was making last time. I got restored. I got a harvest from the obedience. And I'm gonna tell you, when that started happening to you like that, when God revealed himself to you, you want to hear more and more. Amen. So you should never stop listening and hearing and paying attention to the word of God. That's why you need to bring a notebook and take notes while you're in church, because God may say something to you that if you wait an hour later till you get home, you might lose it. You know, when you go to class at high school or junior, even grade student, college and stuff, you don't ever think about going to class without a notebook. But people will come to church like God ain't going to never say nothing, that they're not going to receive anything from God. I'm just going to pay my dues. I'm just going to show my face. I'm just going because, you know, that's how I was raised. I'm not expecting to receive anything. Most time people got notebooks because they expecting God to say something to them. They expecting to take what they hear and go back and study it some more. Amen. I actually used to hear the word that was preached to me when I was just a regular person of a congregation. I had two notebooks. I had a notebook for church that I scribbled, writing fast. And I copied down all the notes I could. And then when I got home in the evening, I had another notebook that I had neat, where I'd take my time and write it out. And then God would always add to what the minister gave to me. I'd actually get more scriptures and more revelation. So actually I'm processing the word twice. So I'm hearing and hearing. So guess what? Faith is rising. Faith begins to increase. Amen. Glory to God. Hearing is so important, because whatever God wants to do in your life, he got to speak it to you first. He's got to prepare you for what he wants to do. So he's going to show you, or he's going to tell you what's up ahead. Or he'll give you some instructions to prepare you for what's up ahead. Amen? You have to be able to hear the voice of God, and you have to be able to relate it back to the word of God, because there's nowhere in the Bible that tells me where I'm supposed to work.
That's right.
I can't find in here, Greg, how to go to work at the paper mill. Worked there 20 years, then pastor the church, call it the Word Christian Center. What is that in the Bible? How did I get all of that? I had to hear something.
Yeah.
Amen. Now I believe that this word is supernatural. I ain't saying it ain't in there.
Uh-huh.
They got them Bible codes. Your whole life might be in this book. I ain't saying it ain't in there. I'm just saying it ain't in English. Who knows, everybody ever could have lived might be in this book. You don't know. They got people that stifle these codes that give you events in history and all kinds of stuff with the Jewish nation. It's all in the Bible, people's names and everything. This is a supernatural book. And we should devote more and more time to listening and hearing what God has to say to us. Amen. Go to Proverbs chapter 20. And there are many scriptures in Proverbs and in Psalms about hearing the word of God. In Proverbs 20, verse number 12, the hearing ear, the seeing eye, the Lord have made even both of them. So God will give you ears that hear his voice and eyes that see what needs to be seen. That, he's talking about spiritual ears and spiritual eyes for you to be able to hear the right thing and to see the right thing. Amen? Now, look at Proverbs chapter 22. Look at verse 17. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. So I'm not just hearing the word just to be hearing it. I'm hearing the word for two reasons. To put it in my mouth so I can say what he's saying. And I'm hearing it for an instruction of what I'm supposed to do. There's two reasons I'm hearing the word. One of them, put the word in my mouth. The other way, the reason I'm hearing it is to obey. I want to hear what he's saying to me so I can be obedient. But I want to hear what he's saying because I don't want to speak contrary to what he's saying. I don't want him saying one thing about my life and I'm saying something else. Right? I want to say what he said. Because his word is supernatural. His word goes forth. It waters the earth. His word is like the rain that comes down, that waters the earth and makes the earth bud and bring forth fruit so that it would give seed to the sower, bread to the eater. He said, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. So I asked the Lord one day, I said, how does the word return to you? He said, on your lips. But he plants the word into you. He gives you a word. He speaks a word to you, and then you're supposed to give it back to him on your lips. And then he said, his word is going to prosper in the thing that he sent it, and it's going to accomplish all that he pleases. Amen. Amen. Now, go to Proverbs chapter 4. In Proverbs chapter 4, we see another instruction here. Look at verse number 1. How does it begin? Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I have good doctrine, forsake not my law. Look at verse number 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. See, if you will hear the word of the Lord and hear his instruction, he'll keep you out of a lot of places you ain't got no business being, and it will literally prolong your life. Because God knows where all the booby traps and the landmines are. Amen. He knows where they're at, and he will steer you away from them. So when you listen to God, his plan already have built-in protection in it. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that you're isolated from all the trouble that's in this world, but I'll tell you what, if trouble comes, you know that that trouble been approved. Mm-hmm. There are some things that you call approved afflictions. And then there are self-inflicted wounds. Sometimes God will approve you to go through some things, say, you're going to be all right, I'm going to be with you. You know, he'll let you go in the fire, but he say you won't be burned.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you'll go through trouble, but he say I'll be with you in trouble. Amen. So he don't always pull you out of troubling situations, but he promised to be with you in the trouble. Right? But then sometimes we don't listen and we do our own thing and then we meet up on tragedy or something like that and see God, it was never his will.
That's right.
It's like Gabriel got burnt one day on the oven at home. And that was not my will. That was not CC's will for his fingers to be all blistered up. And I taught him when he got big enough, he pulling up on stuff.